Hello, and welcome to Small Steps, Big Magic, episode 16. I am your host, Allegra Lowenstein, and you can find me, all of my episodes, and lots more at my website, AllegraLowenstein.com. I invite you right now, at the beginning of this podcast, to first of all take a deep breath in and out. Do it a couple of times, in and out. I also invite you, as I do always on all my audio content, to slip on those tennis shoes and join me as I go walking. This is a very easy way to get your body moving, which we all need to do more of. Okay, I have a lot of clients come to me. They want health, they want balance in their life, and I'm going to tell you that walking is one of the best ways to get your exercise. It's sustainable. You can do it anywhere, anytime, any amount of time. Sometimes in the morning, I just walk literally around my block. It takes 6 minutes or so. And my day starts off so good if I can do that. If I can do that before I have to deal with all the other things that I have to deal with. And I don't do it very often, I admit it. I'm aspiring to do it more. But I know that as I do, every time I do it, I set a mode for my day that, hey, this is what my body is actually meant to do, which is move and be free and take care of myself and not tend to all the other people's dramas and all the demands and all the things that we have to do, right? So just if you don't do it now, that's fine. Maybe you're in your car, you're commuting, who knows what, just relaxing at your house. That's all fine. Just introduce the idea of moving. Doesn't have to be complicated. Especially if you're just getting started, especially if you are just at the beginning of this journey of health. Okay, so just wanted to put that invitation out to you. And what I wanted to talk about today is just one of my pillars of health. I have 13 pillars of health, and today I want to also just think about one of them. It's not the most obvious name, because I realize I could get them all to start with a letter F, except a couple are a little bit of a stretch, but they still make sense. And I'm always inviting you to think about these pillars of health, not in a really rigid sense, but as a guide and as an inspiration. Okay, so the pillar that I want to talk about today, because it happens to be springtime when I'm recording this, but even if it's wintertime when you're listening, it's okay. I want to talk about flowers. Okay, that's the pillar, flowers. But what do I mean by flowers? I really just mean time in nature. Okay, so, or time with nature, shall I say. Time in nature, actually getting out, surrounding yourself by plants and rocks and earth and clouds and sun and sky. That's all fantastic. The benefits of being in nature are well-known, well-studied, widely accepted. It helps with anxiety and depression and all these, you know, modern-day ailments that are so much more common as we sit still, focus on screens, you know, get detached from the world around us, basically spend so much time indoors. Even if we're not on a screen, we're still indoors. So there's no question about the fact that being outside is really good for you. It's also an invitation, right? I mean, it's really easy when you're already outside to get up and walk around a little bit. You know, go look at this tree over here. Go look at this thing over the other direction. It puts you into a physically open space, which just naturally brings us an open mind. So our mind influences our environment, but our environment also influences our mind. And there's just so many ways that we can look at this and kind of see how it's everything is so connected, right? So everything, all of our choices and all of our actions are connected at a really complex level. And sometimes that can feel overwhelming, like how are we ever going to unravel this crazy mess? But at the same time, you know, it's back to that idea, like a butterfly flaps its wings in America, and then there's like a storm in China the next day. There's some saying like that. I don't know what the saying is, but I think you get my gist. And so it's like that with our bodies and our lives also. Every little choice becomes a push in the right direction, right? Small steps, big magic. Every little choice that we make is a small step. And every small step we take adds up to make big magic. And so, speaking of magic, the magic that happens when we are connecting with plants is so subtle that we can overlook it, but also so essential to our nature that we need to do it. If you think about the world around us, right? We literally would not exist without plants, okay? Even if you don't care about vegetables at all, which is like a dagger to my heart. And I will change you. I will inspire you. Spend enough time with me and you'll start loving vegetables. So even if you're like, whatever, not me, I'm never gonna like vegetables, you still wouldn't exist without plants, because even if all you eat is cows, guess what cows eat? Cows eat plants. And my degree is in ecology, right? Which is essentially the study of how everything in nature is interconnected. And I love the science of that. I love the practical day-to-day, really seeing how things interact and work. And it's also a summary of my spiritual beliefs and practice, right? Like, that's what drives me. I love the earth. I love nature. And seeing and witnessing how it's all connected is so powerful and moving for me. And that is the mindset. Like, this is my skill. This is where I have something really awesome to help you and to share with you. I look at everything that way. So I always, like, my clients, when we're on the phone, I'm always asking these weird questions and I'm like getting all this timeline, and I do take crazy notes, and I'm like, when did this happen? And then what happened? And then what happened? And then what happened? And I'm like, this is where you got derailed. This is where it started and you never recovered. And they're always like, oh, because usually that's what happens, right? Like, we all have our life and it's busy, and it gets busier as we get older. And I'm assuming that when we get reach a certain point, it starts to get less busy. And that's why old people can just sit on rocking chairs and like enjoy the day. They kind of went through all the busyness and now they're like, oh wow, that was crazy. I'm just going to take this all in now. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. That's kind of how I imagine it. And so when people are struggling with really maintaining healthy choices, it's usually, there's a lot of factors contributing to it in the moment now, but they're usually like can be traced back to sort of a tipping point where like things got derailed. All right. And this is why I always want to go back to like the most foundational steps, right? You're kind of sitting there listening and thinking, what are you even talking about, Allegra? You're like telling me about timelines that you told me you were going to talk about flowers. And it's true. I like to weave a lot of things together. And that's okay. And that's how my brain works, because it is all connected. All right. So why am I talking about timelines and all this stuff? Because the point is that, yes, there's a turning point. And then it gets lost because other things, it's like a rolling snowball. It gets bound up in all the other stress and demands of our life. And then we're like, there's no place to like even unravel this. And that's when you get overwhelmed and you're like, you know, F it. It's not worth it. I'm never going to lose the weight. I'm never going to be able to eat healthy. It's just, I don't have the time. Like when you go all the way down that path, then you lose hope, basically. And so I am going to come back to flowers. Right now, I'm explaining that as you unravel, even if you never find the turning point, it doesn't matter because it is all connected. And as you unravel one piece of thread, right, a thread ball is a better idea, like you've wound it all up, you can start with any point of the thread and it will affect the rest of it, right? Like once you start unraveling one piece, it all comes unraveled in a good way. I'm talking about in a good way. So what does flowers and time in nature have to do with that? The pillars of health, including flowers, which is just a poetic way of saying time connecting with nature, time connecting with the world around us in the physical space of beautiful things, natural beautiful things. It's one foundational way to start to unravel what feels overwhelming and build something that's so just strong, such a strong force in your life, a force of balance and a force of health, right? Because if you go out into nature, and I'm literally standing in a field of mustard plants right now, which I have to say I'm really excited because I've actually been looking for mustard plants for a while. And now I finally got them. So this is like a wonderful, what's the word? It's not omen. Omen means bad. There's another word that means good, like a good omen. Well, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like a sign from the universe. They'll just call it that because I can't remember the exact word. That here we go. I followed this trail and I found my field of flowers. My time in nature has already rewarded me. And so how will it reward you? It will reward you because cultivating that love of nature, cultivating that opportunity to be in beauty, in natural beauty, even if you don't end up having a lot of time to go for hikes, right? Be out in the wild or even a park or whatever, you will start finding more and more ways to appreciate the influence of nature and beauty. Because even if you just walk down the street, especially again, right now it's March, it's springtime. No, it's February, but this is the March episode. Plants will be coming up in the cracks of the sidewalks. And we are so connected to plants, right? We eat them. We drink tea, we make medicine out of them. Even medicine that's now made synthetic, a lot of it was discovered from plants, right? Like aspirin came originally from the willow tree. That's how it was discovered, and now we make it synthetically. And so we already have this relationship, but it's like a relationship that you don't put any time into. It can't feed you. It can't be nourished, and you're not going to get the benefit from it. But it takes nothing more than awareness to cultivate a relationship with nature, to cultivate a relationship with the flowers that surround you. Okay, and I love flowers. They make me happy. They're beautiful. And it's like they're an, you know, this word invitation keeps coming to mind, right? They're an invitation from the flower to the insects, mostly insects, to the pollinators. And then once they're pollinated, they make fruit, which is an invitation and a gift to the animals like us that eat the fruit, eat the seeds. Like the seeds are a symbol of potential. It just is like so powerful on so many levels to be connected to the world of plants around us. And springtime also, it's the time of the equinox. And when we have the equinox, I love the equinox. It's the time in the cycle of the year when the day and the night are equal. Okay, and that only happens twice. And it's such a I'm picking this picking the mustard plants. It's such a symbol and a reminder to us that though we seek balance, that's ultimately the quest of health, right? Is finding balance. So even if your main goal is to lose weight, why is there extra weight? Because something's out of balance, right? So whether it's just that your life is out of balance and you're not nurturing and relaxing and taking care of yourself, or you're so caught up in work that you're not having the time to tend to your daily needs. You know, you have all your time taken up by work and family demands, and you don't get time for you, right? There's no me time. That's a lack of balance. And yet, as much as we strive for balance, the world is always pushing us out of balance. And equinox is such a good reminder of that, because it's only twice a year, 2 days, once in the spring, once in the fall. That is not a lot of time that balance is actually achieved. And yet, of course, it's a journey. It's a process. And through the course of the year, you are seeking that balance, right? Seeking, knowing it's elusive, and accepting that, right? Without judgment, without, the world doesn't go around beating itself up because it's not perfectly balanced every day. No, the world lives in cycles. Just like we live in cycles, or rather like that we should be living in cycles. And yet our modern day society doesn't acknowledge those cycles, right? And that is part of why we're stressed out and we're depressed and we're anxious. This is 21st century stress, okay? It's pervasive, it's chronic, it's debilitating. It makes us feel like shit. It leaves us totally exhausted, probably pissed off at the people that we love, and just generally much less happy than what we want to be. Okay, and part of the remedy of that is finding your flow, your day-to-day flow, finding time to nurture yourself in the day-to-day. And this doesn't have to be like, look, you want to go get spa treatments? I'm all for it. Okay, I love a massage. That's fine. That's great. It's wonderful. You want to sign up for a painting class? That's absolutely fantastic. But those things still won't find you balance and restore you. Okay? It's so much simpler than that. It's in the most basic, foundational, small steps that I talk about all the time, that I obsessively talk about, right? Like being in nature. And guess what? You can't be out in nature. You pull over on the side of the road and you pick a couple of dandelions and you put them in a vase and you take them home and you meditate on them. And I don't even mean that you have to like sit in a lotus position and hold them in your hand. Like you can just take a deep breath when you look at them in the morning and in the evening. Okay, my idea of meditation is not so rigid. It's, you know, I read this book. What was it called? Feminine, like Meditation Secrets for Women, I think is what it was called. And it's a whole book. It's worth reading. But my biggest takeaway was like, you don't have to do this the way that the Buddhist monks who live in monasteries do this. Right? Because like, I'm not a Buddhist monk and I don't live on a monastery. Also, she's like, most of the Buddhist monks were men, so it was like developed for men, basically. Most meditation techniques were developed by men for men. The ones that are like, the ones that we know. And she's like, whatever, you can like do whatever you want to meditate. I'm like, oh, I love it. I can meditate doing anything. That's exactly the kind of permission that I needed. And you can too. I give you permission to do that. I give you permission to pick a dandelion out of the crack of the sidewalk, look at it in wonder, put it in a vase of water, and take a deep breath the next 10 times that you see it, and then throw it away because it's probably getting wilted after that, and call that your meditation. It's 100% legitimate. So, I know today was a little bit of a meandering type of podcast, just as it is designed to be. I encourage you to do a little bit of meandering of your soul and meandering of your thoughts, and just give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to find a way to go out and pluck a wildflower or just look at a wildflower and connect with the plants and the nature all around us. I believe that if you start to do that, you'll be surprised at how many opportunities abound. If you like this episode in particular, Body Wisdom Journal is for you. That is the book. Out of all my books, that's the one. Go to my website, allegralowenstein.com, and check it out. As always, let me know your thoughts, your experience. Let me know where you find time to be with flowers. And I look forward to hearing from you.